I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
What we can do, knowing that people show up first and being the people of God that can offer a hope that transcends circumstances, we can simply be present with these individuals. We don't have to be psychiatrists. We don't have to be psychologists. We can do for them what we do for people with other illnesses. I mean, Amy Simpson has said, and I've said also, you know, mental illness is the no casserole illness. You know, somebody in your church gets pregnant or has liver cancer, which are like the two ends of the spectrum, right? They get a casserole. Somebody at least says, you know, I think I'll make them a meal just to show them that I care. Tell somebody you have bipolar disorder and they'll never, ever talk to you again. And so, you know, we just simply need to treat people the same way we treat other suffering individuals. And we just need to walk along with them. And I think what our churches can do is they can equip their clergy, our clergy, to recognize these problems. Our clergy can make build relationships with people in the mental health providers in the community so they can make referrals. And I think our churches should also think about having support groups and and things that are, you know, offering sermon series or talks around these kind of mental health issues. I mean, if this is happening to one out of every five people, then, and the estimate is about one out of every four families is dealing with someone with a mental health issue, then, you know, you're looking at a congregation of 100 people, you're looking at a quarter of those people are struggling with some kind of either a loved one or themselves with a mental health problem, and that's pretty significant. So, you know, I think we need to try to meet people where they are, and we need to make our churches a place that is grace-oriented and inclusive and really draws in people that are broken and hurting, because I think that's why God's sending them to us.
So we don't want to be therapists. We don't want to say pray and read the Psalms, but is it simply just enough to be present, or do we need to refer to further treatment or figure out some sort of maybe way to help pay for the cost of that?
Well, you know, I think as a congregant, I think really just being present, you know, and showing them that you care and that, you know, this is something that you're willing to walk through with them, I think that's enough. I think as a clergy, I think, you do need to have those referral options, you know, because they're coming to you first, and you need to recognize that and make a referral. And I do think, you know, and one of the things I encourage churches when I go in and I do church training is, you know, think about your benevolence fund. I mean, you have it there to help people. I mean, if somebody comes in and they say, you know, my 22-year-old son was just diagnosed with bipolar disorder and we can't afford his medication or we can't afford to get the therapy that he needs, I mean, why not pay for three or four therapeutic sessions? Why not pay for his medication for 6 months? I mean, we certainly do that for people with other illnesses. Really what I would say is let's not treat it any differently than we treat other illnesses.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.